and welcome once again to Edgecast Mini. Today, our key verse is in Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 to 14, where it says, "And I want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has helped to spread the good news. For everyone here, including all the soldiers in the palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ. And because of my imprisonment, many of the Christians here have gained confidence and become more bold in telling others about Christ." Now, Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians while he was in prison, yet the word rejoice is seen throughout the letter. He definitely was not sulking or having a pity party while he sat in prison. Rather, he made the most of his circumstances and furthered the spread of the gospel right from and within prison. Now, none of us are in prison, but what are we doing to help spread the good news? While Paul was there, he spread the gospel and made Christ known to all the soldiers in the palace guard and to everyone else. Basically, he made sure everyone around him, and as many people as he could reach while he was in prison, heard about Christ. Just right where he was, he did not look at the limitations of the current circumstances, but instead he made the most out of it. His preaching the gospel while in prison also encouraged the brethren, that is, you know, other believers who saw how he shared the gospel so boldly to speak the word of God with even more courage and without fear. So what are we doing now, you know, where we are to help spread the good news? Are we complaining about being in NS, having to go to school every day or even going to work? Or even the many projects that we have to do? We don't have to wait till we are done with school to go to the mission field and start making Christ known. Right where we are, in school, in camp, at work, let's make the cause of Christ known. As we each go about sharing the gospel to those around us in our different circumstances, our brethren too will be encouraged. So together, let's speak the word of God boldly and without fear.